are listening to Six Beats Under. I am DJ Wednesday. Fading out from down the rabbit hole. Oh, this is a spectacular show. You're listening to X-Ray FM. That is KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 on the FM band. If you're listening to Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, Rockaway Beach, it's 91.7. Of course, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm, where radio is yours. You do not want to touch that dial. We have Solara Obscura in the house. We're going to talk about new music, other projects. We're going to go down memory lane. This is Ashkelon's band from Away Gone By. This is Trance to the Sun. If you have a request, feel free to make it. If you want to comment, a question, do that as well. In the meantime, sit tight. Here is some Trance to the Sun. Solara Obscura in the house. Thought I would play this song on the Wayback Machine. This is Trance to the Sun. This is Ashkelon of Solara Obscura here on X-Ray FM. Welcome to the program. Thank you for joining me.
I'm really honored that you'd have me on your show. Appreciate it so much.
Yeah. I'm really excited to have you on. This is a band from back in the day, and Ash was mentioning off air, hey, what copy do you have of this? This sounds like an older version, and I must admit, I have one Ash. I think I mentally did the math, and it's like
about
at least 30 years, which is weird because I don't even know if I'm 30 yet.
What you're hearing is a song I recorded in 1995 called "You Have Escaped Me" by Trance to the Sun.
Yeah.
In 2020, I had this album remastered. And I also had the preceding Trance to the Sun album remastered. That one called Bloom Flowers Bloom, and they both sound infinitely
better.
Back
in the 90s, I don't think we knew what we were doing, and it wasn't
necessary, because today you have to make your music accommodate those little tiny speakers in phones.
Yeah,
it wasn't necessary in the 90s.
Yeah.
So the specs didn't have to be as exact then.
Yeah, the albums were quieter back then, and more organic, I guess, sounding in a way. But yeah, so that album, just so for the listeners out there, that particular track is from back in 95. And I want to say that's probably when I did radio back in the 90s, college radio back in the 90s. And I had Ash on at that time. I think you were in the studio with Love Spells Downwards.
Simultaneously.
You all were playing shows together. And so that was a fun time. But yeah, that was that version is from 95,
and you played my request for Lycia.
Yeah.
Distant Eastern Glare.
Oh, God, I love Lycia. I got to see them once, God, a million years ago in the 90s, probably. I think with Love Spells Downwards in Pasadena. I think that's when Project was in Pasadena, and they played a show together, like downstairs from where the office was. And I think that's the only time I got to see Lycia, and they don't really play out very much. They're not a big touring group. They're not a big, playing out kind of group, especially nowadays, but even back then. So I feel fortunate I got to see them, but they're one of my favorite sort of 90s-esque groups that are still going strong, actually, to this day.
We toured the United States with Lycia in 1995, opening for them in Trance to the Sun.
Yeah.
And that was a magnificent experience.
Yeah, super cool.
Mike and Tara and David are all super awesome people.
Yeah. So. Very cool. I'm really excited to have you here. And we've got a Solara Obscura track queued up. And let's talk about that track. Let's talk about why you picked it and what a little story about it.
The story is that I'm working on an album in my studio under wraps. And this is the first time I'm going to publicly present this track. It's not released yet. It's very close to being perfectly mixed and mastered, which I'm doing myself. It's a complex piece of music. It's instrumental, because I'm doing instrumental music these days. And when you hear it, I think you'll see what makes it a challenge to mix. The song is called "Add Thereto This Amphora of Moondust," which is a play on the a Shakespearean line called where in the witch's spell in Macbeth, she says, "Add thereto a tiger's chaldron for the ingredients of our cauldron." And
obviously that's stuck with you, and you're like,
this is a more science fiction take on that. Add thereto this amphora of moondust.
And you're going to hear it here, right here on Six Beats Under and X-Ray FM.
Thank you.
back with Ash Ashkelon of Solara Obscura. And sometimes we have conversations offline while the song is playing, and what we were kind of talking about just in the sort of organic form is that the song that you just heard, you're going to play on Friday. So I don't want to give that away, but
we have a show on Friday at the Clinton Street Theater, and Soraya will be performing as well. And in Solara Obscura, what I've started doing to make it more grandiose of a show is I've been creating animated films that go along with each song, and we play in sync with them. This is the opportunity for us to be showing those on a giant movie screen while we play, which I'm really excited about. The whole band is really excited about. And
I mean, because that's quite the screen, right?
It's a full movie screen. It's a movie theater that we're playing at. And
so that's next level for what you're trying to do. I mean, some venues have really good background opportunities, and you want to take full liberty with that. You know, Holocene was a good example. They have a really
We looked great at Holocene, but this time it's going to be like five times that size.
Yeah, totally. So that's exciting, just for anyone that's really into visuals and music and how that sort of syncopates and how that comes together. That's going to be a treat.
The show's all ages as well, and kids under 12 are free.
Oh, that's awesome. So if you've got kids, that's kind of a thing for a lot of people. It's really hard for them to go out, find a babysitter, or just leave the kiddos behind, but they don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Super exciting. Plus, Clinton Street Theater is pretty cool. I don't think that, I know the new owners quite, since they sold or whatever, but I'm glad that they're still sort of an independent theater, and they continue to, you know, take risks with music, and they're the longest running Rocky Horror sort of theater, I think, in the country, from what I know.
They even projected it to an empty theater during the lockdown.
I heard that, which I thought was that's commitment. Yeah. In order to kind of keep that title, they're like, we don't need you to attend, but we're going to continue to play it every Saturday. I'm like, okay, that's pretty cool. We have another song queued up, and it's the other song that you sent to me. So
Unobtainium.
Yeah. And let's talk about that particular track, why we've got that queued up, a little story behind it.
Well, it's another song that we're going to play. Actually, we're playing this one for the first time live. And it's a rewrite of the first song I wrote for the project when I wasn't sure quite where the project was headed yet. So it's got a little bit of a primitive aspect about it in relation to the other songs that we have. Mm-hmm. But it's also a rewrite. And what I made out of it the second time around has a cool vibe that it doesn't quite exist in any of the other songs. So I'm excited to feature it for the first time.
And is this going to be on the same album as the other track
that we played? It's one of the CD and digital bonus tracks. So because I've already figured out what will fit on the vinyl.
Okay.
So I'm going to do a crowdfunding to get the vinyl to happen.
Sure.
And I'll make a 7-inch be a stretch goal.
Cool.
A 7-inch for Unobtainium would be the stretch goal.
Got it. And then it would be featured on the digital version, is that what you're saying?
And on the CD.
And the name of the album? I don't think.
Visible from Space.
Visible from Space. And so that your target goal is to kind of get that finished, wrapped up, and
I'm trying desperately to get it finished as soon as possible.
Got it. Okay. But these are the songs that you can anticipate as a part of the collection, a part of the set on Friday. And we're going to be playing that right here on Six Beats Under and X-Ray FM. Do not touch that dial.
Thank you.
gonna start talking over this song just because
an hour is short.
An hour is short, and we're not talking over anyone's vocals. So being an instrumental act, it kind of makes it kind of easy to be like, I'm not talking over your vocals. So we did talk a little bit about that off air, and you know, this is an instrumental group, and it makes it really interesting to be able to like make music, keep it interesting, keep it like active and all of that without like, for lack of a better phrase, relying on a singer to sort of be the focal point and keep things going from that.
Well, you got to keep the audience guessing.
Yeah.
And lyrics go a long way to accomplishing that. So without lyrics, you know, you have to find ways to keep the music telling the story.
Yeah.
And I'm really enjoying that challenge in music making now. And I also have some awesome musicians working with me, mostly live, although we've started to integrate them in the studio. Andrea Wolfensberger is my lovely lady and very talented pianist, keyboardist, and also my great old friend Cindy Coulter plays the bass with us live, and we make a great trio. We get along well.
Yeah, you guys go way back from Tess Records, This Ascension, and also Cindy's in Mercury's Antenna, which you were on last, I would say last month, but it was July.
We've been in parallel trajectories for a long time, so it's kind of cool to work with her.
Yeah, coming full circle. So let's talk a little bit about your somewhat off again, on again sort of collaborative work with Soraya. I had Soraya on last Monday, and we do have a track queued up, a different track than I played last week. So let's talk a little bit about this track, and I'm really excited that you were all partnered up on Friday to do a show, but you've also sort of done some work together off and on throughout the years.
In 2009 through about 2012, we were working together extensively, and we traveled and played abroad and released two formal albums on Project Records.
Yeah.
And that was a really successful collaboration. And I'm still really proud of that music.
Yeah.
And grateful to have gotten to work with Soraya on that level.
Yeah. So we have a song queued up. And tell me a little bit about this track. It's Estica, right?
Yes. The titles of most of Soraya's music are in the Aztec language. And he could probably talk more extensively about that.
Yeah.
And his lyrics are also in Aztec. And this is a really fun track we made.
Cool.
So that's all I need to say.
All right. Well, again, I got that queued up. This is Soraya right here on X-Ray FM in Six Beats Under.
Thank you.
playing some Trance to the Sun. That's back when Zoe was the singer, and it is a live track.
I found some archived live recordings and added them to the remastered edition of Bloom Flowers Bloom.
And so, yeah, that is in the Wayback Machine, and it does sound infinitely brighter and louder and more, yeah.
I had an awesome mastering engineer named Doug Krebs help me with it.
So a little bit about, so you were in Trance of the Sun back in the day, only two days. And then you also were a little bit in This Ascension for just a moment in time.
I contributed some songwriting, but not much recorded playing.
Got it.
But concurrently with that, or back and forth, anyway, I was in another band that I started with a fellow named Mark Linder called Blade Fetish. And that was my very first CD that ever came out in 1992.
Wow.
So I saw you brought one of those songs for your playlist.
I did, because I thought, let's go
way back. So we're
going
to go
way back, yeah.
All the way back to the beginning.
All the way back. This is Blade Fetish. A track is called Last December off their album Absinthe. And this is like Test Records prime stuff back in the day. So we're going to play that right here on X-Ray FM. We'll be right back. Now, I warned Ashkelon that an hour flies by, and we're about 20 minutes left of the show, so we're going to squeeze in a few more tracks. That was Blade Fetish from 1992, and I still stand by the math that, even though that sounds far away, the 90s were 10 years ago. Do not question that. That's my belief system. I don't care about math.
So now you're going to take us to 1999, I understand.
Yes, yes. Well, I queued up a track of Trance of the Sun. I know you're here for Solar Obscura, but we, you know, there's a whole gamut of things that you've done. So I wanted to pull out a track called The Secret Police. I really like this track, and it features Ingrid, which was a different singer than you had. This is post-Zoe. So let's have you talk a little bit about
Ingrid
that.
Oh, yeah. Ingrid is just an excellent lyricist and very expressive. I made more music with Ingrid than I think any other individual.
Yeah. Certainly only a few albums with Zoe, and then really from that point on, Trance the Sun, really the lion's share of that was with Ingrid. So
there was a Don Wagner for a brief time in the...
Yeah, I did forget about Don. That's right. Yeah.
That was less than a year.
Yeah.
But
yeah, so I just, I would be remiss if we didn't include an Ingrid Trance of the Sun track. So this is my selection, The Secret Police. We'll come back, talk a little bit more with Ashkelon of Solar Obscura. Do not touch that dial. Thank you. I was mentioning to Ash just a second ago about college radio. So fans, friends, and fiends, I did a college radio back in the 90s. I may have mentioned it a handful of times, especially as of late. But that's when college radio was kind of prolifically cool and people listened in their car. And then they started to listen, in all far off places and online. And so anyways, X-Ray FM is the closest we're going to get to that sort of vibe of like where college radio is meaningful
this
and important.
Has that vibe.
1,000%.
I love this place.
Yeah. I walked in when I first started doing a show here. I was like, this is what. Just an absolute like flashback to that moment, and not just in the flashbacky sense, but in the true essence and spirit of what it is, where the music is yours and it's community, and you know, it's just a handful of weirdos just curating music left and right on the FM band. So I'm trying to, you know, hold court to that and really live up to the spirit of that. And anyway, so I love having bands on. I loved having you on and talking about your music, both in the past as well as the present. And as a reminder, there's that show, Clinton Street Theater, Solar Obscura, live, really beautiful background on a huge screen. I mean, this is like a movie theater screen, as well as Soraya. They're doing a little, I can't remember what he called it, but it's like water and semantics.
It's a scientifically reactive video method that he's going to be using live.
Yeah, pretty cool.
It's called Cymatics.
Cymatics. See, well, I want to call it semantics, but I know that it's not true. That's, you know. Anyways, so I got another...
That's Friday, September 5th.
That's right.
This Friday.
This Friday, September 5th.
At the Clinton Street Theater.
And by the way, dear friends and listeners of X-Ray and Six Beats Under, I cannot begin to tell you how happy I am that it is September 1st. That it is September. We're officially in the bird months, and fall is going to be upon us soon enough. So very, very happy that we were able to flip the calendar over to September. Yes, we are fall people. I do have one more track. As we mentioned earlier, you did a Lycia cover. And I have that song queued up. The track is called Fate. Talk to me about why you covered Lycia.
Well, I've always loved this song. And I was thinking about what instrumental songs our band might cover. Because it's a unique opportunity to be in a band and do... You wouldn't normally do... instrumental cover of something if your band had a vocalist, but
sure.
So I thought about it, and I chose a couple, and so we actually have two covers in our repertoire these days, one of them being Fate by Lycia and the other being Sigur Rós instrumental called Death Announcements and Funerals.
Wow.
Which we love playing, but I haven't got a nice recording of it yet.
Yeah.
But the Lycia cover of Fate is sounding pretty nice.
Well, cool. We got that queued up. Thanks so much to Solar Obscura Ashkelene for being in the house. Got a couple tracks left before Sadder Stars on. You're not going to want to touch that dial. Sadder Stars at the top of the hour. You've been listening to Six Beats Under with my guest, Solar Obscura. Did want to mention this track features Andrea and Cindy recorded on the track. More and more they'll be making their way into the studio with Ashkelon. If you're just tuning in, wrapping up Six Beats Under right here on X-Ray FM. Thanks for tuning in.
X-Ray FM is supported by Wedgehead, a pinball bar in the Hollywood neighborhood, offering a menu with curated sandwiches and Tex-Mex-inspired food offerings, craft cocktails, and all-you-can-play pinball with over 20 rotating machines, and home to Portland's only weekly co-op pinball league, located at 3728 Northeast Sandy Boulevard. More information at www.wedgeheadpdx.com.